Why does God plant us in churches? It's to afford us that opportunity to work for Him. That's why it's important we meet together as a church, so that we receive the blessing. So when the word of God, the rhema, comes like this, the word has come. In the word is the blessing. The moment you receive the word, great grace is imparted for that which must be accomplished. So there is the informative dimension of the Bible, and there's the revelatory dimension of the Bible. The revelation shows you what you must do to experience the hand of God. So when the word comes in the revelatory dimension, there is instruction.
Now, your word in season.
Today is the first day of March. We are grateful. We are grateful. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I just want you to say thank you to the Lord. First 2 months is gone. You have entered the third month. This is the first day of the third month. Just say something to the Lord. Express how grateful you are. Lord, it is you. We do not associate with any other thing. You have kept us. We are grateful. We are grateful. We are grateful. We are grateful. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Oh, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Our hands, let it be even as the evening sacrifice unto you. Let the sacrifices from our mouths be acceptable in thy sight, O God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We praise thy name, O Lord. We praise thy name, O Lord. We praise thy name. Thy name, O Lord, we praise thy name, O Lord, O Lord, we praise thy name, O Lord, we praise thy name, O Lord, yeah, we praise.
We praise
thy name,
O Lord.
Have your way this morning, Lord. Speak to our hearts. Let your word come forth and have free course and be glorified in our lives, even in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. God bless you. Kindly take your seats. Turn to somebody to your left, to your right. Tell the person, good to see you in church. And I'm glad to sit by you. Tell the person, honorable, I know you are going to be very rich. One day, I'll come to your office. Make sure you write me a good check. Amen. Don't belittle anybody. Everybody can become great. Good to see you. Tell somebody, today you'll be blessed. So we've been looking at how we can be in sync with the heavenlies for earthly dominance. Never forget this, that your destiny in God is dominion on earth. You are not a slave. You are not supposed to be subservient. You are supposed to have dominion, rulership in every sphere of life. That is what the word of God shows. According to Genesis chapter 1, the book of beginnings, where we are shown the intent of God. He says the reason why he created man was for dominion. Somebody say dominion. Say like you are here, dominion. So not just dominion over the fish of the sea, over the earth and everything, over demons also, because Christ Jesus now has given us authority over that realm also. Is that okay? So you see, the coverage or the range of dominion for the child of God is higher than one that is just after the order of the first Adam. Because of Christ, we now have dominion in the spiritual realm also. Praise God. So we've been on that journey for a long time. But today I'm discussing how blessings, the place of blessings, okay, in getting us synced with the heavenlies for earthly dominance. The place of blessings like Inshira. You know, most people don't respect blessings and curses. They think they don't work. It works. And the earlier you accept it, the better. If you believe in the Bible and you look through the word of God, you see the place of blessings in positioning men for dominion on this earth. Blessings. Let's even start from the book of Genesis, chapter 1. So the verse 26 talks about how God said, let us make man in our image after our likeness, so that they will have what? They will have what? Anything short of dominion is not your destiny. Don't accept it. Pray to God. And you don't have to cut corners to have dominion. It's your destiny, right? We need to know how. Then in verse 27, he says, so God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. Then let's look at, before that dominion would start, what he did to them, and God blessed them. So blessings precedes dominion. You see. So there are those who don't have proper respect for blessings and curses. They know nothing will happen. Somebody speak a certain word, maybe their parents or a person of authority, nothing will happen. Something will happen. But most of the time, it doesn't happen the next day. So you think it doesn't happen. It happens. If you have lived small, I have seen practically people blessed and they do well, and people cursed and they wither. But the people of the world, they don't get any blessings, but they do well. You don't know everybody. You don't know where they go. Please. So when you see something working for somebody, something is behind the working. Amen. So blessings. So God blessed them, and God said. So blessings primarily is what is said. God said, be. I thought you are preaching with me. Be. That means the moment God said be fruitful, man was empowered to be fruitful by what he said. Blessing. Okay. Baraka. What is said. A benediction. What is said on an individual. That causes everything to work for his favor. A curse, on the other hand, causes everything to work against you so that you wither. All right? You are blessed. Amen. The amen is looking for paracetamol. Amen. It is now getting better. Amen. And you see, when you say amen, know what you are saying. Amen means enyeho. You are blessed. Amen. Mm-hmm. But what authority do I have to bless? Okay, can everybody bless? And it works. Let's look at God's principle. So here you see, he says, be fruitful, be, multiply, and replenish the earth. And do what to it? Then he said, have dominion. So you see, dominion. The moment blessings comes, earthly dominance is assured. When blessings come on an individual, earthly dominance is what? Assured. Now, look at how specific God was. Be fruitful. Multiply. Replenish the earth. Subdue it. You see, God was not confused. Then he says, have dominion. So everybody that will have earthly dominance, blessings come first, and all these things manifest in the person's life before you see true dominion. Because when a person claims to be blessed, one of the signs we'll see you are blessed is that you are fruitful in what you do. You are fruitful. There's fruitfulness. And when you are fruitful, please hear me. Everybody has a product. Everybody seated here, you have a product. There's a product. Whether you birth a product or you're already marketing somebody's product, because probably you are good at marketing, so marketing becomes your product. Huh? Everybody, nobody was left seedless. Everybody has a seed. So God didn't say be seedful. He said be. That means you already have a seed. Compra? Mm-hmm. Then when you are fruitful, just one fruit won't help us. So replenish, replenish. Multiply. Multiply means reproduce. This fruit you have, multiply it. Can you just imagine, Mr. Chinupa, that only one iPhone was made? How would it benefit anybody? So somebody had a seed. Then he developed a fruit out of the seed called, practically what is a seed? That means a seed is an idea. A seed is a potential. So normally a seed is not seen. But when the seed becomes a fruit, you can, it's feelable, it's seeable. Then that fruit, one, won't let you have dominion. So one fruit, KFC, chicken, nice chicken. Nice chicken. Did I say kitchen in the first? You know, chicken and kitchen, they sound like that. Nice chicken. But he was in America. Now he needed to multiply that fruit. So he multiplied that fruit. Now he was frying plenty. So now more people have access to that fruit because it's been what? Multiplied. Huh? So what seed did he have? He had the seed of a recipe. Am I communicating? But you fry just one bucket of chicken, it would have been finished long time. But after multiplication, replenish. Replenish means distribute. So now, establish distribution centers so that people will have access to your fruit. Hey, do you understand? This is the reason why I didn't stay in Asinia. So this is replenishing the fruit. Huh? Are you getting the point? That's why I've sent people. Replenishing. Are you getting? Then after a long period of time, that market where you have a fruit for, you will what? Subdue it. If you are here, it's either you use a Samsung or iPhone or iTel. Mention some. Any brand you use is somebody's fruit. But it would have stayed in their country if they didn't multiply it to replenish it. So now because they follow this process of having dominion, they now have subdued sections of the market. And now they have dominion in the telecommunication industry, phone industry. Does it make sense? May you not die with your fruit. You know, some people, they carry their seed and nothing comes out of it. So they think dominion is a myth. No, everybody has dominion. Because you, the seed of dominion is God blessed man. Are you? And placed in man a seed, a gift, a talent, an ability, an idea. I feel like I'm going to hold you and shake you. Like, you get the point? For me, I realized that it's a special grace of God to speak English. Because we all go to school. But not everybody can communicate well with this language thing. Yeah. That's why when people realize, oh, this is my, I have a fruit, there's a seed in me, the potential to speak. They go and sit behind the console and they are speaking into a microphone. And you tune your radio to that station to listen to that voice. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? All he's doing is that he's sitting there and talking. Some people become so sharp in it that they become hot cake. I think you don't like my message. Does it make any sense? But you see, some people also have gifts. But without blessing, your gifts won't amount to anything. Blessings, where special words are spoken on you. God programmed it that way so that your dominion will find manifestation. So please don't play with blessings and don't joke with curses. When a curse is spoken, don't say it will work. You better have counter blessings. Please, are you? It's like you are not. Are you here? All right. Now, because of time, let me run. You see it through scripture. God wants to bless Abraham. He wants to make him a borough in the earth. What did he do to Abraham? He calls Abraham and he blesses Abraham. Genesis 12. You want to see the impact of God blessing Abraham? Have you seen thousands of years after this man was blessed? You see, I'm mentioning his name. What was the first blessing God said he was going to give him? Genesis 12, verse 1. Please, hurry up, quick. Now, the Lord had said to Abram, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house unto a land that I will show thee. The next thing. And I will make thee. Who doesn't know Israel is a great nation? And I will. Talk to me. And make. What make? What, one of the signs that his name is great. Thousands of years. You see, I'm still mentioning his name. That's a great name. A great name that three religions, when you mention it, everybody does obeisance. That's a great name. That's my own biological father is called Abraham. That means that man was very great. Just imagine how far my father is from the man when he existed. And his parents could name him after that man. He was a great man. Still, you're not getting it. What was the blessing? I will make your name. Don't joke with a pronouncement of a blessing. And he says, and thou shalt be a. Read for me. Oh, should I bring you malt or something? You want malt? And thou shalt be a blessing. The next verse, he continues, and I will. That. This is serious. And curse. And in thee. Fast forward. The years have shown how blessed Abraham's descendants are. You can never speak of exploits on this earth and remove that family. How? A lot of inventions have come from Israel. And these are even great, 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 great grandchildren. So blessings that are spoken on you does not only cover you. It covers your children, your children's children, children's children's children. Children's, 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 children. Now, fast forward. He gives birth to Isaac. Isaac is blessed. Now, God is about to shift into nationhood. Two brothers are born. Esau, Jacob. In the womb, they start fighting. They fight in the womb until their mother is disturbed. Their mother goes to God. God, why? Minisanene. What I'm carrying is disturbing me. Then he receives a revelation that you are carrying two nations in your womb who are babies. But one is going to be greater than the other. So they have started struggling in the womb for the first place. Why? Because the birthright qualified you for the blessing which would give you dominion over others. Prophecy had come. The younger shall be greater than the elder. So, whilst the elder is coming out, hairy and red, the younger is holding his heels. He wants to pull him down. So, twins, the first one comes out, then few seconds, the second one comes. But this one, they are coming out together. Because the moment the first one, whilst you are pulling the first one, the second one is holding the heel. So, it comes out with him. Struggle for dominance. Of course, in the list in Genesis, God didn't include man, that man should have dominion over his fellow man. But all of us know that by placement, men rule over men. And Near my margin, say, Yahoo, your papa chain, moha. And now, baby, face you are. People of God. So, what happens? One day, the elder is hungry, the younger has food. Charlie, I'm hungry. Give me some of your food, really. If you will sell me your birthright. Abba, food, birthright. But the elder is so indisciplined that he has forgotten that what would give him dominion is the blessing. And what qualifies him for the blessing is the birthright. So he is about to trade his earthly dominance for food. You trade your virginity for chocolate. Hey! A number cancer. A lot of bullshit. People of God. So what does he do? He sells his birthright. Oh, take it. What? You see, he trivializes it. Oh, may you not push away what qualifies you for a blessing. Because some people, young man, don't be ejaculating everywhere. You are just, when you feel like ejaculating, you just tear yourself and have an erection and you are ejaculating everywhere. Every wrong ejaculation in the wrong place brings you down. Reduces you to a piece of bread. Young man, that's why you see me, I counsel people, get married early, because every holy sex with your wife lifts a man. Yes. Sex will either lift you or bring you down. You don't like my message. It is what I'm preaching. I'm at that point. I'm at that point. When you just feel like ejaculating, you are going to look for. Why do I say so? The Bible says Esau was a fornicator, a profane person. How can God call someone who didn't have sex to sell the birthright a fornicator? That means equal to that fornication and just ejaculating is equal to being a profane person who can easily sell his birthright. Many men have been brought down because of this thing called sex. Tidas yabrawa. We do a man a pomas. Oh my God. People of God. Anyway, fast forward. He sells the bed, right? It is time to bless. He wants to be smart. The father says, prepare for me food so that I'll eat. The guy is going to search for food. No. The meat to prepare the meal is at the backyard. He is going to the bush. Listen, I said, you see, stupidity is with the indiscipline. Stupidity. It is with the indiscipline. Stupidity. It is with the indiscipline. When people are indisciplined, that thing is very close to them, oh, Mr. Joba, and they are going to look for it elsewhere. Anyway, that's not my subject today, so let me move forward. Now the father starts blessing. The Bible says in the book of Hebrews, by faith, Isaac blessed his sons, spoke to his sons concerning things to come. Oh, that means everything concerning their dominion on earth, they and their children, was going to be spoken in a blessing. And the guy had already traded it. So what did the father do? He brought the food. The father started blessing. Genesis 27. I don't want you to sleep and leave me. So I want to be very quick. Genesis 27. Verse 28. Listen to this. How the blessing aligns the guy, syncs the guy with the heavens before anything earthly would follow. Therefore, God give thee of the dew of heaven. Oh boy. are a child of God, please play by the book. You need blessings for earthly dominance. A dew of heaven. And the fatness of the earth. Ready, open mouth. Asasi su sradie wat. On person radie. On person radie on. Open the afon. Yes, radie ye. Sradie ye pa. Should be because it's radie ye pa. Catch and say, asasi su sradie no. In shrame bim. What did I say? There's so nyebi. I've seen a lot of people. There are particular, some particular women I've noticed them. I was about to say something. Now, I've noticed when they speak from a certain place, I hear them. And me, I'm enjoying my life, you know. So when I hear them speak, they kind of want to speak to. They speak, all those kind of things. Why? Because when you binu when you are, wa makran keye. Yaisa. Somebody is blessing the sun. He says, "I'm giving you the fatness of the earth." No wonder. This blessing shall rest on these guys. They live in the desert, but they produce more fruits than those in the tropical. Blessings. Fatness of the earth. They are in the desert too. The technologies they brought out in the desert. Please. This Jewish man called Rothschild. Rothschild. Have you heard of Rothschild? They own a lot of banks and financial institutions. He gave birth to sons, and they are Jews. And he told them, let's dominate the world with financial institutions. Then he sent them brothers. He said, you go here, you go here, you go here, you go here, you go here. They actually started money transfer, where if you want to send money, you will go to their company and tell them that you want to send this money. So they won't send the money. Then they will call their brother here and say, this person has given this money. Why did Hitler not like them? Because every nation seemed to own them. A car. Because they always will lend you money. Jews, they owned the banks. They owned the lending firms. Because the blessing said, you shall lend to many and borrow from none. Yay. Blessings. Blessings precedes dominance. Don't joke with blessings. I give thee the dew of what? God give thee the dew of heaven. God give thee the dew of heaven. God give thee the dew of heaven. From rough. Women, a yare. Obey from rough. The dew of heaven. And I may say, asasi so sradi, and I may throw men rubbish, you know. Nyabi why? And give you the fatness of the earth. Huh? Somebody told me, he said, no. You see, nowadays, the churches, when you go, they preach prosperity, prosperity. I don't like that. I say, crachi tobo. Say na wo, and I umpe no. Uwa say. Say also umpe. Kamimi sumi huye, nanku wenya umu tam, iti umpe. Name umdi edibe breo na uye kana umpe, yenye day. I'm say, crachi, umpe ye di. Sa. The next place. Also, Uchakwema, Upufriana, Oka, Episode Drew, ye dear no. What do you say, ye dear Skangwa? Ye dear, so did the opposite digest it? Ye dear no, Cohesis will be Yamuru, so at the anonymity digest it. Ye dear no. Understand holistic prosperity, spirit, soul, body, material. What can they see, Boma Kenya? Yeah, general. Before you rubbish ye die. Who did you answer? Misrewa did him. Misrewa. Pacho. Misrewa. Yeah. take the blessing. Plenty of corn and wine. Plenty. Please, this is the same Bible that contains Jesus came to die for you. So you better receive this message also very well. It's the same Bible, please. You are going to be 90 years on this earth. You are going to be 90, or you want to go above 90. Some people may want to go 95, 100, 1, whatever. Okay. But me, I think for me, 90 is okay. By 90, I want to go. I mean, it's okay. Oh, you don't agree? Oh. No, no, 90. 90 is okay. 90, what the hell? 10 and a year. I mean, you can't go. Ah, Abba. 90, I mean. So 90, you are going to spend 90 years here. You will rent for 90. No. You are going to spend 90 years on earth. You will rent from people for 90 years. You will take trotra for 90 years. What is all this? And when we are telling you fatness of the earth, plenty of corn and wine, you don't want to accept it. Why? I feel like crying. Why? People of God. So now he blesses him. The next verse. I want to get you to a point, then we'll close. Let people serve thee. You see? Because when the blessing starts producing results, people will have to align. So whether you like it or not, you need a certain mindset about people. Listen, he said, let people serve thee. People are jealous. People are envious. So some people must be brought to a certain place. Some people are wicked. They will want to end your life just because you have been prospered. You don't like what I'm saying. So the next thing after the dew of heaven, fatness of the earth, plenty of corn and wine, people must serve thee. Serve there is people must work for you.
So enti ne bi kodaa omo nwene hwe because ono ntio bi aka ba obi nso ntimi nna because e wo so ntio bi ka dia bi na open o pe dia bi a obeso tu ankrofo ka na wasa timi aye de ada bawo ze de enti omo mutu aka na omo ntimi nna ne se asasi so nna bebree eno me enna bebree eno me odatu macha odabebree wadasa ebi obedi hia dabe obi enwa na ni abrabra bo wadabebree dasa
12 midday. Wada. Adentia, may God bless you with a private jet so that when you are going about your dealings, when you are tired, you can sleep in the jet. Then you arrive at the next point, you are doing business. You get it? Yeah. May the Lord bless you with good car.
Amen.
And maybe you may not like it when we talk like this, but please, I beg you, like it. Because blessings will position you. The man is blessing his son. And he says, let people serve thee. It's a blessing. Let people serve thee.
Amen.
Why is so? Someone said, why is so? Because, umpe. The next verse. No. Let nations. You know. Me, I have this experience. I have people who are not Ghanaians. Shalom, sir. Good morning, daddy. Yes, I have French. I have sons and daughters who are French. Nigerians. Bow down doesn't mean that they are servants too. They make obeisance because your life is so prosperous that they give you respect. They honor you. Yes. Everybody seated here, may somebody do good afternoon, sir. Yeah. You don't mind me. You don't want to mind me, eh? May you have other nationals. Huh? Good morning, sir. Good morning, ma. Still, you don't want to. You are not receiving it. Eh? This is not servanthood or slavery. I'm talking about the word bow down there is obeisance. They respect you. They revere you because of how important you have become. That's what that word means. Okay. Be Lord over. Blessing, oh. Be Lord over. My brethren. I know some of you are very good. You don't want to be Lord over anybody. But once you build and rent it out, you are called. You are called. So be Lord over your brethren. Eh? When you build, you are called. When you build and you rent out, you are called. So be Lord over your brethren. You don't like that blessing. Okay, anyway. And let thy mother's sons. Isotiati. Please listen. It doesn't matter your biological brothers and sisters. The one that takes blessing serious will rule over the other. A word to the wise is enough. That is why sometimes you are born siblings and you see that some stand out because they have proper respect for blessings. And sometimes the moment that happens, you see that there's jealousy and envy and some want to kill some. Jacob had how many sons? Who did he make a coat of many colors for? What did the brothers want to do? Thank you. Thank you. In the garden. Adam and Eve had two sons. Canaan. Abel was pleased with God. And God blessed him. What did the senior brother do? So those of you that don't believe that people kill people because they have been blessed, think again. In the Bible, sibling rivalry and killery. If there's no word, I'm inventing a word. Sibling rivalry and killery. It's inside there. May the Lord protect you from wicked and unreasonable men. Whether it is your colleagues at work, whether it is your siblings at home, whether it's family members, mother's side, father's side, may the Lord protect you against their wickedness. Their wickedness. It's a blessing I'm pronouncing on you. Because see, earthly dominance will stir certain people. And right after the blessing is pronounced, the people must be brought to a certain level. Mm-hmm. And he says, curse be everyone that what? And blessed be he that blesseth. Oh, I see God's blessings resting upon you. Now, because of time, I have to round up. After Jacob received this, Esau came. It was a drama. It was serious drama. The dad said, Charlie, I've blessed the guy. I've made him your lord. What? Made him his lord?
Wow.
I've sustained him with plenty of corn and wine.
Wow.
Then he gives him. He says, look, if you are very serious and all that, blah, 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 you shall break off his yoke from your neck. By words, his father has made him his lord. Who blesses? There's parental blessings. You see, if you have parents, don't, please hear me. I beg you, hear me. There are times where parents do not bless. Because they are not correct. There are parents who are not correct. Let's face it. Why won't they bless? Because maybe they are jealous of their own children. Or envious of their own children. So they don't even want to pronounce a blessing on them. Sometimes it is witchcraft. Because the mother doesn't want any daughter of hers to rise above her. Or she didn't get good marriage, so she doesn't want any daughter to have good marriage. There are fathers who are wizards. He didn't drive a car, so he doesn't want the child to drive a car. So there are parents, there are parents who don't bless. They have intentionally said, I won't bless you. Because they know that the parent through whom you came to the earth has a right to make you great in the earth. They know. Parents know. But wickedness will not make parents bless. Any parent who is not wicked should bless the child. Should pronounce blessings left, right, center on the child. Because it is a vantage point God gives them to bless. To give their children earthly dominance. Yes. Then there's the other side. Disrespectful children. Who provoke their parents to curse. Don't become that one that creates a cause for your parent to curse. Be in a certain disposition where you don't do something for them to say something against you. If even they won't bless you, would you be neutral? Because God never leaves anyone who is serious with him without a priest. Because there's also priestly blessings. So Abraham didn't have parental blessings, but he had priestly blessings from Melchizedek. Even when the parents of the children of Israel had blessed them, he still commanded Moses, speak these blessings upon them. Then he commanded Aaron, Numbers 6, 22, he says, command Aaron to pronounce such a blessing on the children of Israel. So there's priestly blessings. So if even parents won't bless God, he makes a way for blessing to still come. Because he knows without blessing, earthly dominance is not in view. But please, I beg you, no matter how troublesome your parents are, don't provoke them to speak negative words. Deal with your parents. Eh? A new parents on. You almost say. Oh, yes, or they found out. No, I fast. No, I say. So I say. Get higher authority, priestly blessings to cancel it. Parents. That's why when even your parents are no more, God still arranges that blessings come upon you through priestly blessings. So I beg you, everybody, go and deal with your parents wisely. Because as But I see, parents who know this, they are very careful. They don't rush to speak. Parents who know this, very careful. Because they know what they will say will come. One man of God told a story. He said one time he was exchanging words with the father. Then God spoke to him and said, is it your father you're exchanging words like that? He's about to curse you. He's cursing you already. He said, rush. Go and kneel down and plead. He said he rushed to his father, knelt down and said, Papa, I'm sorry for all the arguments. I didn't mean to. The father said, I revoke all I said. He said, right then, the father was hit with a stroke. Serious. That means if he had not, what would have hit him? So when the father revoked the thing, the weight of what he released hit him. Parents, Be careful. You know, there are some of us, we are temerarious. It's a word. We are temerarious. We are the word simply means you are careless. You are talking to your father. He talks, you talk. May the men frame you. When I have to catch him, I am in frame you. Frame line or so. Hey! You're dead! Hey, be careful. A curse, causeless, shall not stand. So, don't create the cause for what they say to come. Don't create it. Deal with them intelligently, wisely. That's all, mommy. They're before me, but ma. But who need my grandma for out? What cooling dark? Trum na ko baby. So you do your best to avoid conversations that bring heat. Yeah. Your dad is talking. Nah. Don't say some. When you finish, you go out. And I see care also the coffee fuck up. It will be scar started by and say I have been go. It's all my afro asre. Say, hey me be intimina how come to me say. Oh my back my commande. She's inside her room. Nobody heard her. Oh my be my commande. Be bre. Meanwhile, mommy brace. You see? Be sensitive. Create causes for them to bless you. Me have created causes. Me parents, one more case, me grandfather. Because I am conscious of this thing, eh? Hey! Then priestly blessings. God orders your steps so that he puts you with his true priest. Because priests, listen carefully. Parents can choose to bless or not, but priests are mandated to bless. I pray for everyone here, please. If you have friction with your parents, look, the friction may not be solved immediately, but that doesn't mean Okanwaka. Only one who didn't attend one. No, be careful. Be careful because all the walls can hear you. And all the walls, you know, all the walls where you are, they are sand. So they are part of the elements. So the earth is hearing you. The earth is hearing you curse the womb you came out of. Hey! I beg you. I don't know whether I should sleep on the floor. And sometimes when they curse, you don't see it immediately. What will firstborn say? That's a name I should have quit, you see. Sometimes you don't see it until they are even dead. Then you see, Mame no. So how God reverses those things is that he connects you with priests. Then you must accept the priest as a father or a mother. Then that priestly role now covers you as a parent to bring the blessing that would remove curse. Am I communicating? Listen to me carefully, people of God. When a true priest pronounces blessings, it works wonders. And it sets you up for dominance. That's why God never left his people without priestly blessings. Never. Never. He always commanded the priest because it was mandatory. Bless them this way. Numbers chapter 6. Look at this. He says, speak unto Aaron and to his sons, saying, on this wise ye shall bless the children of Israel, saying unto them. The next verse. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee. Amen. And be gracious unto thee. the Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. And they shall put my name upon the children of Israel, and I will bless them. I thought they were already blessed. So let me say this. Don't let your village witches stir you up to have any problem with any priest who can bless and curse. Because sometimes, when they know your mom won't bless, your dad won't bless, and now God connects you to a priest, now they will do everything to get you to also offend the priest. So that the priest who will now bless, not bless, but will be, priests are not supposed to curse. But when you wound them, and they, most of the time, they don't even open their mouth. They keep quiet. That's dangerous. It's because we are pastors. That's what I'm saying. So, Mate. Because sometimes when we preach like this, it's almost as if you want to impose yourself on people. That's why you are saying that. Oh no. If you live long, small, you understand what I'm saying. You get it. I finished. Value parental blessings. And if it won't flow from there, Mr. Dodgy. Mr. Yedebe. Nyan Sempa. I say, yeah, now, mommy, or person, I say, oh, mommy, on cancer, person, or they say, Toby, be cochano. Ah, I didn't know the cochano, bosom pie. Radi, we used to do my dear, I'm the cochema, me, mommy, minims one can insurance him. Mammy, the idea, channel, and you will fin on can insurance him. Oh, gee, I see, eh, and then, and me, I'm insured, say, yeah, I'm kind. What can we? Wenyaka. Shay ass on my person to be baba person. Me say but wisdom pass. As a starting to kwa nanwa katikono of fresh and no they have two flight mode kakra. Fly kakra no afraid. Ma, I say ya kasa re kati, ya kati. It no afraid you and to kwane ma. People of God. Look, there are some people I witnessed. No, maybe let me stop. Time is fast, man. An old man told me a story. The old man said that they were siblings, and when they were growing up, their dad, when he had reached his elderly stage, was holding a walking stick. Then his senior brother, one of his senior brothers, was in argument with the dad. And got angry and took the father's walking stick and broke it and threw it away. Then the father cried and said, you. This is not in the Bible. An old man told me this story. This man, he rose to become one of the powerful people in education. But none of his children is educated. The top, the one that can go to the highest was maybe SSS or something. But he was it. And he had over, if me, how many are 15 children? Yeah. Then when you look at the life of the children, you understand that no one should play games with parental issues. Because, Chale, when the consequences start, maybe the parent will be dead and long gone. But when it starts rolling, and when God have mercy on you, he causes some priestly blessings to come so that those things will be fought against. I pray for you. As a priest, if there's been any parental, let the mercy of God cause those curses to be removed. Amen. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. And I speak blessings upon you. Oh. Let God, the one who truly blesses, cause you to be full of days. You will not die young. You will not die young. You will live to fulfill the number of your days. In the name of the Lord Jesus, you will live to fulfill the number of your days. Ah, what will end your life through accident will not happen. Whatever is sent as a curse to frustrate you will not happen. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I stand as a priest, and with the anointing of God's Spirit, I release priestly blessings. Priestly blessings. Priestly blessings. Let these blessings that are coming this afternoon counter every curse that has been released against you. In the name of the Lord Jesus. As one under authority, as one who also have priest that blesses me, I stand in this authority and I decree and I declare, anything that has been sent to cut short your life, let that thing be stopped in the name of Jesus. I speak forth, you shall live long. I speak forth, your life will have meaning. I speak forth, you shall prosper in what you do. I speak forth, you shall have dominion. I speak forth over your life. Let people serve thee. Let nations bow down to thee. Let thy brethren serve thee. Be Lord over thy brethren. In the name of the Lord Jesus, may the Lord cause the dew of heaven to fall on you. May he give you the fatness of the earth. May your steps be guided to the right places. Let the areas God has ordained you to prosper, may you not miss out on those areas. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And as this priestly blessing comes, may you be moved away from wicked people who will cut short your destiny. May you be moved away from wicked friends who are pretending to be friends but are enemies. May you be moved away from wicked brethren who think evil of you and will want to frustrate and destroy your life. In the name of the Lord Jesus, as this blessing comes, may you be directed to the places you must be. The right places, the right businesses, the right partnership, the right jobs. In the name of Jesus, the right houses to even rent in the period of times. In the name of the Lord Jesus. The same way, after the blessing, Jacob was directed to move out of the house and go to his uncle's house, where he would meet his wives, where destiny will be born. May the Lord direct you to the right places in the name of Jesus. Those of you that are not married, may the Lord lead you to the right women. May the Lord lead you to the right men. May you not marry just anybody. May the Lord cause you to marry the right person in the name of Jesus. And as you are obedient to instructions of God's word, may many more blessings come upon you in the name of Jesus. May many more blessings come upon you. After the blessing, Jacob had an encounter with God at Bethel. I pray for divine encounters for you. Visions that will open you up to the glorious future that God has for you. Visions that will open you up. Visions for great establishments. Visions for great businesses. Visions for great establishments. In the name of Jesus. Oh, the fatness of the earth, you shall have your portion. The fatness of the earth, you shall have your portion. The fatness of the earth, and you shall be satisfied with plenty of corn and wine. Everybody don't share what it. Until any moon chair what it. Oma we different will feed them unyasum jewate. Oma was sum jew won't come and yinawate. In this month of March, right from 1st to the 31st. Everybody until any moon chair what it. Oma ni mobro who no sumawate. Everybody a ye mu ye. Na ye mu ye man ye men yinatu to ye. No omani moon come sumao. We Jesus Christ demo. You are blessed, oh. You are blessed. Even in Jesus' mighty name. Let all who believe shout a living amen.
God bless you for joining in today's broadcast. If you want to give your heart to Christ, I want you to make this confession heartily after me. Say, dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for your word. I believe in my heart that you died on the cross, and on the third day you were raised back to life, and you are alive. I confess your lordship over my life. From this day, my name is kept in the book of life. Thank you for saving me, even in Jesus' name. Amen. If you said this confession, you're a child of God, and I want you to find a Bible believing church and be planted in it. Or you can join us in the Shepherd Stream Church, and you will grow to become a great tree of righteousness that will bear fruit to the glory of God. God bless you. Shalom, shalom.
Thank you for listening to The Shepherd's Voice with my Pastor Christian. We believe you've been refreshed by The Shepherd's Stream for a glorious living in Christ Jesus. You can get the messages of the man of God, Pastor Christian, on Telegram, Facebook, YouTube, podcast, or podcast addict, all at My Pastor Christian or Shepherd Stream Church. For further inquiries, prayer, or pastoral counseling, messages, and the books of Pastor Christian, please call our helpline on +233 540 953 015 or +233 558 863 287, or visit our international office at Edum opposite the GRA office, Kumasi. We also have the pleasure to invite you to join us in our glorious celebration services this and every Sunday at the Fresh Oil Assembly, Kumasi City Church, KCC, in the Senate Conference Room, Edum, on the Hyper Road, from 10 a.m. to 12 noon. You can also join in our services via YouTube Live at Pastor Godfrey Christian Apiafe. Come, pray, be seated, and experience the glory of God. God bless you. Shalom, shalom.